News from UNFL. During her visit to villages that lie along the Blue Line, UNIFIL deputy spokesperson Candace Ardeel stopped in Al-Mashab, a village only a few hundred meters from an Israeli position built inside Lebanese territory in violation of Resolution 1701. Once surrounded by olive and citrus groves, the area has been stripped bare by the recent conflict, exposing the land and the nearby position that was previously hidden by thick vegetation.
Al-Mashab, where we are right now, is a village that's very close to the Blue Line, just a few hundred meters away. It's also close to Nakura, close to UNIFIL headquarters. Previously, the village was surrounded by forests, a lot of olive groves, citrus groves. People were growing a lot of fruit trees and things like this. It was a kind of an agricultural area. But unfortunately, since the conflict, a lot of the land has been cleared. A lot of the trees have been just completely uprooted and destroyed, cut down and removed. The landscape has completely changed. Previously from Alma, from here where we're standing, you could really only see greenery. You could see, you know, kind of rolling hills of trees. But now, because the land has been completely changed, completely cleared, we can see dirt, earth. And we can see what is an Israeli forces position that is actually in Lebanese territory on the Lebanese side of the line from here, from Al-Mashab, which previously you wouldn't even have been able to see this area because of the vegetation. Now you can because just the destruction that has been wrought on the landscape. And of course, this position, as we've said multiple times, is a violation of Resolution 1701. Israeli forces are present in that position on Lebanese territory. This is a serious concern. Under Resolution 1701, the IDF should withdraw from all areas of Lebanese territory. UNIFIL has been very clear on this.
Recently, UNIFIL supported the municipality of Gherbet Selem in rehabilitating a vital solar power plant damaged during the recent conflict. The plant feeds two artesian wells and five booster pumps, supplying clean water to about 33,000 residents. UNIFIL funded the replacement of 200 solar panels, while the municipality covered 120 panels, restoring water capacity to pre-conflict levels. Mayor of Gherbet Selem, Mohammed Rahal, gives us more details.
In South Lebanon, there is a struggle to secure water. As a municipality, we had to find a solution to the water issue and alleviate the suffering of our people. A group of residents and philanthropists met and decided to establish a solar energy field. Money was raised and we began constructing this field, which consists of 740 panels. This field used to supply 2,500 housing units, saving us fuel and the need for state-run electricity, which cost us about $365,000 annually. Thanks God, it was a very special and successful project until the ominous war came.
The solar farm was heavily damaged during the conflict, losing 320 of its 740 panels. UNIFIL Civil Affairs Officer Nasser Sabah explains how the partnership between the mission and Gherbet Selem municipality helped restore this essential infrastructure.
UNIFIL leadership has prioritized supporting local authorities to restore their role and ensure resilience and return for people who have returned after the war. Two of the most important necessities of life are water and electricity. Here, the power station used to provide water to all residents of Gherbet Selem. When it was damaged during the war, Gherbet Selem municipality contacted us and asked for assistance in rehabilitating it. UNIFIL was able to cover the cost of 200 out of 320 solar panels, and the municipality covered the cost of 120. Today, with these panels installed, the station is able to restore its ability to provide water to all residents of Gherbet Selem.
Recently, also UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers joined forces with Merkaba municipality for a successful cleaning campaign. Together with Mayor Mohammed Hammoud and local residents, they cleared debris from roads leading to the town square, improving mobility in the area. The municipality expressed gratitude for the ongoing support from UNIFIL peacekeepers operating in their area and looks forward to continued cooperation. The campaign benefited a small community of around 50 families living under challenging conditions due to the last conflict.